Welcome to a Day at the Beach podcast. This is episode number 241. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is your home for new releases in the worldwide genre of instrumental surf music. I hope to squeeze in about 19 songs on today's show. Five of the bands you'll hear are making their way onto the podcast for the very first time. Four of the bands you're going to hear also performed at this summer's Surf Guitar 101 Festival, and this is where I picked up several of the songs that you're going to be hearing on today's show. This is the August 2025 version of the podcast. It's episode number 241. So kick back and enjoy A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back. just heard Catatonics. They're from Bloomington, Indiana, and they just put out a new four-song EP called Dang It. It's a musical tribute to the return of the TV show King of the Hill. The song I played was Rainy Street. Before that, it was King Pelican from San Antonio, Texas. I got their most recent single on vinyl from Ernest Hernandez, the guitarist for King Pelican. The song I played was Vaquero, and it is backed with a song called Mirage. Ernest Hernandez is accompanied by none other than Chris Barfield on guitar, and they're rounded off with Darren Cooper on drums and Chris Zabrowski on bass. That was King Pelican. Starting the show were the Surf Coasters from Japan with a song called Eboshi Rock. Let me remind you that I have an email list that I put out first thing as soon as I upload a podcast. This email list is to inform you that a new podcast has been uploaded since I am so erratic on when I release a Day at the Beach podcast. So if you want on this email list, just get in touch with me somehow and tell me you want on the email list. Well, up next is the band from Boston, Massachusetts. Three bands from Massachusetts on today's show. Up next are the Fathoms. I'm going to play a song off their brand new LP, their first new LP in 18 years. The album is called Hard to Fathom, and the song you're about to hear is called Planet of Rain. It's the Fathoms on a Day at the Beach podcast. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
little spaghetti western for your listening and dining enjoyment, courtesy The Deathly Quiet. It is a new band to the podcast. They are from Waltham, Massachusetts, and their new 13-song LP is called It's Time For Me To Go. The song I just played was The Swinging Gate. Before that, the M Squad, Mike Vernon and company. They performed at this summer Surf Guitar 101 Festival. They have a brand new studio album out called To Kill a Dead Man, and I played the theme from Our Man Flint. I think the song is the best part of the movie, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, the M Squad is not really a surf band. In fact, they describe themselves as a crime jazz quintet. It's the M Squad. The Del Novas in front of that with Damn Santa Carla Vampires. And that's from their new LP, Vista Del Mar. And the Del Novas have such a unique, very cool surf sound. Boy, check it out. Not only do I list the bands, the songs, and the albums on my playlist, but also the website where you can go to listen and hopefully purchase this wonderful, wonderful music. In front of the Del Novas, it was the Fathoms with Planet of Rain, and that's from their new album, Hard to Fathom. Well, let's move right along and play a song by the Dewey's. They're from Orange County, California. Their new album is called Search for Surf. Here's a song called Off the Rails. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Kentucky and making their first appearance on the podcast. It is The Get Down. They a couple of them were at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival. That's where I met them and got these songs. They have two singles out. I played Air Devil. The other song they have is E. Rigby. You can find those songs on Bandcamp. Again, it's The Get Down from Louisville, Kentucky. Before that, the Nematodes. Haven't heard from the Nematodes in about 10 years. They are from Austin, Texas. They have just released a new 4-song EP called Difference Engine. It's good to hear new music from the Nematodes. The song I played was Armadillo Races. And then from Spain, it was Los Toranga. They too have a 4-song EP that was just released, a couple weeks ago. It's called Canciones para un Guateque. The song I played was Romance en Decapod Diez. The Dewey is in front of that doing Off the Rails, another cut from their Search for Surf. Great traditional sound from the Deweys. I want to give a quick shout out to GTF Instrumental. They rebroadcast the podcast 3 times a week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m., Thursdays at 3 a.m., and Sunday at 9 a.m. All those are West Coast times here in the United States. Up next, another new band making their way onto the show. It's the Plural Nouns. They're from Kalamazoo, Michigan. They too have released a new 4-song EP. It's called, simply, Introducing the Plural Nouns. And here's a song called Men in Gray Suits. You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast, number 241.
Thank you.
Well, all three bands on this set are making their very first appearance on the podcast. You just heard the Hydronauts, and they have been around since 2018, but they finally got around to putting out an LP called Interstellar Clambake. And that came out in October of 2024. It is actually the oldest of the new releases I'm playing on today's podcast. They are from Dennis, Massachusetts, situated right there on Cape Cod, so it's not surprising that the name of their LP is called Interstellar Clambake. The song I played was Starcraft Out of P-Town. In front of that, from Lorinda, Brazil, it was Los Extradentes. Their new album is called Fuse, and I played a song called Incognito. Duda Victor plays guitar for Brazilian band Los Extradentes. He was also a member of the band Dirty Fuse from Greece a while back. And the Plural Noun started off the set with Men in Gray Suits. Again, their new EP is called Introducing the Plural Nouns. Well, up next are the Messerchups. They have released a 10-year anniversary of their album, The Incredible Crocotiger. It is a High Tides record release on colored vinyl and all new artwork. Here's a song off that album. It's called Tomb Sweet Tomb. These are the Messerchups. We'll be right back. Well, that set was dripping with reverb, wasn't it? You just heard the Frigidaires doing Pipe Dreams from their new album, Hot Vacation. They should know Hot, they're from Atlanta, Georgia, and you can find that album on Bandcamp. They just played at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival, put on a great show. Before that, it was Sis Malekian, he comes from Mexico City, and the song he played was Old Jaguar Twist. That you can find on a brand new compilation. It's put out by Hitch Slap Records in Austin, Texas. The name of the album is Can't Surf on a Gas Giant. It features 14 songs from surf bands from around the world. And the Messer Chups opened up the set with Tomb Sweet Tomb. Next is Mr. Moto, performed by Par Avion. They have put together this incredible 7-inch vinyl that includes both Mr. Moto and Squad Car. The artwork is by Rick Griffin. There are several great musicians performing on these songs, including Paul Johnson himself, and it's going for a good cause. So check out the write-up on this on Par Avion's Bandcamp site. That would be paravionmusic.bandcamp.com. And check this out. Incredible artwork, wonderful music, and it's all going for a very good cause, and that is to help out Mr. Paul Johnson. This is Par Avion doing Mr. Moto featuring Paul Johnson himself. three classic covers to close out the show. In the background, you're hearing the Cycle Paths doing Blues Theme by Davy Allen and the Arrows. This comes from their LP, Cycle Safari. They're from British Columbia. Before that, Bob Dimmon of the Astronauts did Movin'. You can find that song on the newly released Legends of Surf Guitar, recorded live at the Lighthouse April 1st, 1995. And Par Avignon opened the set with a cool rendition of Mr. Moto. So as the sun sets on another show, I want to send out a sincere thank you for you, the loyal listener, to Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Mics for his sponsorship, and to all the bands who provide music for this show. So until next time, crank up the reverb, soak up the sun, and keep those good waves rolling in. This has been another Day at the Beach.